AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dwayne Keithy D. Davis was in court in Las Vegas. He's the only person charged with the death of Tupac Shakur in 1996. Judge Carly Kearney rejected a request to free Davis, saying she suspects a cover-up related to the sources of the funds for his bond.
I don't find there's enough to reconsider my initial finding that the defense hasn't made a prima facie case about that this is from a legitimate source and the reason for it. Ultimately, I don't want to accuse anyone of anything, but I have a sense that things are trying to be covered up in ultimately what's being presented to me.
Davis's lawyer says he'd give the judge additional financial records to show his client and the music record executive offering to underwrite his $750,000 bail aren't planning to reap profits from the sale of Davis's life story, and the money was legally obtained. Two former opponents have joined Donald Trump's transition team. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Both recently endorsed Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last week.
Bobby and I will fight together.
And Tulsi Gabbard yesterday.
I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump.
Trump's campaign says it looks forward to having their powerful voices on a team planning for a future Trump administration. Gabbard ran for the Democratic nomination 4 years ago. Kennedy ended his independent run last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 200 staffers from four previous Republican presidential nominees have endorsed Kamala Harris, cautioning the notion of a second term for GOP nominee Donald Trump is simply untenable and will hurt real everyday people. Israeli forces rescued a hostage found alone in underground in Gaza, freeing a living captive from Hamas's vast tunnel network. Iran's supreme leader has opened the door to renewed negotiations with the U.S. over his country's rapidly advancing nuclear program. This is AP News. An Apple AirTag catches a thief in California.
After having several items stolen from her mailbox at the Los Alamos post office, an unidentified woman decided to use Apple AirTags to catch the culprit. The tags are normally used to keep tabs on luggage. On Monday, the woman told sheriff's deputies her mail had been stolen again, including the package with the AirTag. Officials tracked the tag to a block in Santa Maria, about 16 miles from the post office, and arrested two suspects. They also found items believed to have been stolen from more than a dozen other people. I'm Shelley Adler.
Leonard Riggio has died. He was a brash, self-styled underdog who transformed the publishing industry by building Barnes & Noble into the country's most powerful bookseller before being overtaken by the rise of Amazon. His family says Riggio died following a valiant battle with Alzheimer's disease. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.